Do you love watching sports? Well, how would you like to be able to take your favorite sports with you and watch them anywhere? In your house, on your computer, even on your smartphone for one low price. With National Programming Service, you can. That's right, for one low price, so low we can't publish it, you can take your favorite sports anywhere, anytime with you. And we even give you free installation and free premium movie channels. Don't wait. Call National Programming Service right now. You could be up and running and watching your favorite sports and shows in just a few hours. Remember, call in the next 10 minutes and ask about our special radio offer and learn about free installation. Call right now.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review. Pop, pop. The Video Game Review. Yeah! The Video Game Review. What, what? The Video Game Review. Ha! The Video Game Review. What, what, what? The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review.
Come on, people, now.
Video Game Review. Don't be hating. The Video Game Review. That's why I have said. The Video Game Review. Keep it real. The Video Game Review.
All right. Thank you so much, and welcome to another live edition of the Video Game Review. I am your humble host, Rick Tittle, coming to you from my home over here on the Oakland side of the bay. Scott back in the studios in downtown San Francisco on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network. Just about a month and a half now out here in California into this shelter in place. And for the first time since I've been doing the Video Game Review for my home, we don't have a guest today, which means the lines are wide open throughout the entire show. So don't be shy. Get on in at 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. I know we're on Sports Talk Networks right now, but this is the 1 hour where a gamer much like yourself will come on. I don't make them. I don't sell them. I do buy them. I do play them. And I have been my whole life. I'll tell you what I like and what I don't like, but all our tastes will be different. So what's your cup of tea? What have you been playing? I usually say, what have you been playing this weekend? What have you been playing and you've been locked down? Let's talk about it together. Once again, 1-800-878-PLAY. Big shout out to our brave men and women who represent us, great ambassadors, and keep us safe and them safe overseas as well on the American Forces Radio Network. That's 500 outlets, 177 countries, ships at sea. Whatever branch you're with, proud of you. Keep up the good work. We are on the Dan Patrick channel on Sirius XM. Great to be there wherever you're driving around, probably listening to Sirius. It's great to have you as well. As I said, we'll get back to the sports talk in just an hour. But Sports Byline, you can go to sportsbyline.com, click listen live. Any emails to me, rick@sportsbyline.com. And that's the email address you'll use to win the game. I'll give away a brand new game at 40 after, just about a half hour, as I always do. Send you a request there. Also, cheat codes at the end of the show. If you have a request for a cheat code, send them in to rick@sportsbyline.com. We are on SB Nation as well. Great to be on that storied sports talk network coming out of Houston, Texas. And go to SBNationLive.com as it streams through there. Apropos applications include the TuneIn app, the iHeartRadio app, the Stitcher app, normally Twitch, but I'm not in the studio, like I said. Also, CRN Digital Plus 2, the cable radio network, channel 2, and 35 million homes. So I'll let you know what's new this week, what's coming out, and also, as I said, your calls. 1-800-878-PLAY. It's video game talk, y'all. Come on back.
Hey, so are you the type of guy that wants to look put together, but doesn't want to spend hours at the mall finding new clothes? So you can look great at the office, on the road, or even just on the weekend with friends and family? I hear you. This is why there's Stitch Fix, your personal styling service that delivers hand-picked clothes right to you. Stitch Fix is simple. Sign up in just a few minutes. Tell them about the brands that work for you, and even let them know what types of styles you prefer. Stitch Fix is convenient. You get great clothes delivered right to you, so you can try new styles on in the comfort of your own home and make a decision without any pressure. And Stitch Fix is on your terms and priced to match your budget. There's no subscription required ever. Keep what you want and send back anything you don't. So, isn't it time you got it all together? Get started today at StitchFix.com. Stitch Fix, personal styling for men, women, and kids. Stitch Fix, personal styling for everybody.
Attention self-employed individuals, 1099 independent contractors, and small business owners. If you missed the first round of funding from the Coronavirus Relief Program, you now have a second chance. But do not delay. Funds are limited and you need to take action right now. Thanks to new federal funding, you can receive an advance of up to $10,000 deposited directly into your bank account without ever talking to a bank. We're SBAQuick.com and we're here to help. Call 888-SBA-NOW-8 to speak with a representative and learn if you or your small business qualify for funding. There's no obligation and no banks to deal with, so don't miss this opportunity. Call 888-SBA-NOW-8 and learn instantly how much money you can receive. That's 888-SBA-NOW-8 or visit SBAQuick.com. Call 888-SBA-NOW-8 and learn instantly how much money you can receive.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
The Video Game Review.
Thank you for that. A little F-Zero port town there with a rock and roll bent. Thank you to the mini bosses coming from Brazil. Rick Tittle with you. It is a video game review on Sports Byline. What's going on? However you're getting us, it is great to have you with us. And it's a good respite always to talk video games. The only thing I'd rather be doing than this show is, of course, playing video games. And I believe life would be half as good without them. Are you serious? I'm hella serious. So let's talk about them. 1-800-878-PLAY. Obviously, in these times, in theory, we have more time to play the video games. And I know we've talked last couple of weeks about hashtag play together alone. I know in Canada tonight they had a tout ensemble or stronger together benefit. People are, you know, definitely trying to help out in any which way they can. And if you can't think of something to do, just staying at home. I mean, it does. It absolutely does help people. But, you know, there were, in the beginning, some people who thought maybe video games were going to explode through the roof or they were going to suffer because there weren't ways to get them. Well, most people can now, if you've got a hard drive or, you know, an additional hard drive, you can download the games. I know a lot of companies, including GameStop, will have they'll drop it at your door, kind of like DoorDash. So it is out there. But I'm not a stock market guy. That kind of stuff bores the heck out of me. But I did look just to see how things are doing before the show. And the companies, they kind of held still for a while, and now they're up just a tick. Activision, Blizzard, and EA, Electronic Arts, those are two of the biggies. And it's funny, Activision is saying that they're getting a big demand from three games: Call of Duty, Modern Warfare, which I was just playing before we went on the air. I'm in Season 3 there. World of Warcraft is still going strong, and Candy Crush is still going strong as well. Also, Take-Two Interactive, that apparently is holding strong as well. If you're wondering about Nintendo, that has climbed. So I don't know why I heard that, well, video games might suffer some sort of backlash in the beginning. That didn't make sense to me, but once again, I'm not a financial guy. I find that frightfully boring. So let's move on. If you're wondering if people are still making their cash, they are making their cash. Also saw a report this week that a video game that's 8 years old, which started off on your phone and then made its way to the consoles, they say is going viral. Now, that's already a double entendre that may not get a snicker out of you, but you also can say it is a triple entendre because it's a game going viral, and it's the game called Plague Incorporated, or Plague Inc. So it starts off, you know, a 27-year-old female infected with unknown pathogen. Blood analyst indicates virus. Deceased had traveled in China before returning home 2 weeks ago. This game was made in 2012. That's from the game in 2012. And what it does is you create a virus, if you haven't played it, a pathogen, and you're trying to kill off the human race before it can be stopped. And of course, there's a darkness to that, but like all entertainment, what sells? I mean, you think about the three most popular types of drama shows: cops, lawyers, hospitals. If you're talking to a cop, a lawyer, or a hospital, unless they're your spouse, you're having a bad day. We spend all day long trying to avoid cops and lawyers and hospitals, not because they're not good people. It's just because you're in trouble. Something's wrong. So why are those so popular? Well, it's because people like the sort of voyeuristic, scary drama to it. You know, humans are attracted to that darkness in a voyeuristic way. So the funny thing is, endemic creations, not pandemic, but just the letter N, endemic creations, recently donated $250,000 to a pair of groups that's fighting COVID-19, one of them being the WHO. Who exactly? The World Health Organization. Who are you? Who? They're working on an update to the game as well. And the thing, I mean, listen, that's great that they gave $250,000, $250,000 to groups doing it, but they don't owe us anything. It's just a game. You know, how about movies that talked about viruses? Are they supposed to fork out? I don't know. That's just a little bit weird to me why they felt the need to do that. And one other thing going on is we have seen in NASCAR the last couple of weeks, guys getting in trouble, one losing a sponsor and one getting fired by his team from virtual racing. But MLB The Show, which I always say to me is the best sports video game. If you talk about its effect on humanity, I'll get to Madden here coming up in the next segment, but I mean, Madden obviously is bigger, but I just mean like the way the game, and Madden is amazing, but I love playing an entire full season MLB to show and all the different things you've seen. But just tonight, Joey Gallo of the Rangers, who went undefeated, he has faced all four opponents so far in the tete-a-tete with some of his former players, and he's dispatched all of them without much trouble. The first one was Cole Tucker of Pittsburgh, jumped out to an early lead and then cruised to a 9-1 victory. And then he faced Tommy Canley of the Yankees, proved a little bit more difficult. Gallo squeezed that one out 2-0. And after the second game, Gallo made a change and moved his player from first base to center field to swap with Danny Santana. So without a DH, Gallo wanted to get Sinsu Choo's bat into the lineup with himself and Willie Calhoun. The next game against his former teammate Hunter Pence, I thought, provided some intrigue as well. And Pence is back with the Giants now, but he chose intentionally mismatching jerseys and pants in an attempt to distract Gallo, which seems kind of a Hunter Pence thing to do, but it didn't matter because Hunter Pence lost, and Gallo once again with a shutout, 3-0. And then the final game tonight, he went down to Jesus Luzardo, the young pitching phenom who came over from Washington in the Doolittle trade of the Oakland A's, Jesus Luzardo, from high school kid from Florida. So Joey Gallo dispensing people pretty easily. And if you think about, he's played four games and he's allowed one run. Now, here's the thing. Jesus Luzardo, what is he, 21? I would imagine a 21-year-old would be better than a guy like Gallo. But, hey, I'm older than Gallo. It doesn't mean just because you're old you can't play. So, got some key hits in the game. Ronald Guzman, Calhoun, and a virtual Gallo. And I thought it was interesting that they got it off Liam Hendricks, who, as a Nays fan, I can tell you, does kind of fork it out in real life. So Blake Snell, who's always on Twitch playing Call of Duty or one of these things, but he was the initial favorite to win the tournament. But Gallo has just taken the season by storm. So he's atop the standings with only four games remaining in his regular season. He's 23-4. Snell is 21-4. And eight players will then make the postseason of the Players League, as it's called. And then the postseason is going to run from May 1st to 3rd. And it will be televised on ESPN, on the Deuce, on Fox Sports 1 as well. As it stands now, if you looked at the brackets, Gallo is slated to face Fernando Tatis of the Padres in the first round, who the White Sox wish they could get back for James Shields. All right, this is what we're doing. We're playing video. Everybody's playing video games. Hallelujah. I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them, but do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family, or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-7851. 800-439-7851. 800-439-7851. 800-439-7851.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
The Video Game Review.
All right, thank you so much. Welcome back to the Video Game Review. Rick Tittle with you from San Francisco Bay Area. This is a collaborative effort as our studios are in San Francisco, but I'm coming to you over a Skype line from my home over here in the Oakland area. So wherever you are, it's you can chime in as you see fit. We'd love to hear from you with open lines at 1-800-878-PLAY. Coming up in the next segment, I'll give away a new game with just a very cursory, very fundamental question. Like if I say opposite of girl rhymes with toy, that's not a trick question. Just trying to give the games away. We have seen a lot of retro systems come out, and we've seen a big rush on them. And I have found, much to my chagrin, as I have a penchant for nostalgia, that they don't hold up as good as I would like. Some of them still do. But we now have the TurboGrafx-16 Mini. And I was reading a review by Real Greenwald on PC Mag about it. And TurboGrafx-16, if you had it, and I did have it, but if you think about how the 8 and 16-bit console generations were dominated by Nintendo and Sega, and they already have their retro models. You got the NES Classic, the Super NES Classic, the Sega Genesis Classic. But the NEC PC Engine, as it was known in Japan, or as we called it here, TurboGrafx-16, it got had a lot of very interesting exclusive. And when I think about it, I think about Bonk. That's the one that comes out. It's the kid that bit into everything with the big head. And they had to name it something else in England because Bonk means something else in England. It's kind of like a fanny pack. They're called bum bags in England for a good reason. Fanny means something else. But anyway, the TurboGrafx-16 Mini is produced by Konami. And I think it's an excellent opportunity for people to check out if they never did. It has 50 different PC Engine games and TurboGrafx-16 games. Now, the PC Engine games are in Japanese, which some of you will find awesome for its authenticity, and some of you will think, I have no idea what's going on. This is dumb. But despite the name of it being the Mini, it is surprisingly large if you compare it to the SNES Classic or the Genesis Mini. In fact, it's excuse me, about 9.5 by 6 inches, and it's actually bigger than the PC Engine when it came out. So it's not really a mini as it is, but it's 90s style. You know, it's got that cool design, the chunky black plastic. It's got a molded slot on the front, which mimics where the game slot used to be inserted. And I remember when that system came out, and I wanted to play Friday the 13th, which was only on the system at that time. I didn't have the type of cash. I worked in television all through the 90s, and I had Super Nintendo, and I had Genesis. I still had the NES connected to my TV, and I thought, I don't have the cash to buy the TurboGrafx-16 and start throwing. And then it was one of those things where, like, a couple years after it came out, and it wasn't as successful as people thought, and then I thought, okay, now I can get it. I mean, there are some systems that came out that were amazing. Like, I look at the Sega Dreamcast, which had a nice run, but when it's not, people don't talk about the Dreamcast anymore. To me, one of the best systems I ever bought was the Nomad. The Nomad was a big clunky, took 4 or 6 C batteries on a pack, but it played Sega Genesis games handheld. It was like a giant PSP, and it had an active matrix TFT screen. It was not some Hercules monochrome, you know, piece of garbage like the original Game Boy was. There have been some great systems. So I thought, you know, at the time, I'll check out the TurboGrafx-16. And it was okay. it didn't have as many games as I was kind of hoping. So there's an HDMI port in the back of the Mini. There's also a micro USB port as well, if that's what you need. The Mini comes with one controller. It's mounted on a 10-foot cable, which I think is cool, though they give you 10 feet. And it's pretty much the exact TurboGrafx-16 controller, two face buttons on the right, which were one line and two lines, or Roman numeral 1 and 2. But they do have, like you would get from one of those old Mad Catz controllers or third-party licensees, those 1, 2, and 3 switches above each controller. So you can, like, every time you hit it, you're actually hitting it 3 times. You can have that as well. The game list, though, I mean, if you think about the games that come over, it's got a really good interface, like all these games, too. But Moto Runner, Newtopia 2, and these are all games that were released on what they called the Turbo Chip, or in Japan they called it the HU card, the Hue card. None of them quite have the same name recognition that you'd see from a Mario or a Sonic or type of thing, but I'm telling you, Bonk was a huge deal, Bonk's Revenge as well. You'd probably be excited to see Richter Belmont in Castlevania Rondo of Blood. Yes, R-O-N-D-O, Rondo of Blood. Or as it's known in Japanese, Devil Castle Dracula X, Rondo of Blood. But Bomberman, 93-94. Choaniki, Gradius, Lords of Thunder, R-Type is there. Salamander, Snatcher. And then the JRPGs. There's some dungeon crawlers there, like Dungeon Explorer, the Newtopia games I talked about, Ease Books 1 and 2, and then Ghouls and Ghosts, as we call it here. They call it Daima Kimura in Japan. Ninja Ryu Kenden, or we call it Ninja Gaiden, Ninja Spirit. But there's at least, I don't know, 5 shoot-em-ups in there. Choco, Aniki, Psychosis, Star Parodier. I always liked, was it a Parodier? But I know some people were saying that the Castlevania game, the Rondo of Blood, was the best game ever on TurboGrafx-16. Well, I mean, this was before Symphony of the Night kind of took it into another direction. Snatcher, by the way, is a narrative-driven mystery game made by Hideo Kojima himself, which is in Japanese. And that's why some people, I said, might have a little problem with some of these games where they have no idea what's going on. So you're not going to find a lot of emulator tricks on this. It's the same 4 slots per game save state that the NES and SNES Classic, Genesis Mini had as well. You can play the virtual Turbo Duo on your TV, so it looks like kind of a portable TurboGrafx-16, especially for those widescreen TVs as well. It just kind of has like a little depth of field to it. But, you know, listen, these games are, they were fun. If you do want another pad, Turbo Pad, that is, it's going to cost you about $25. Which you would need for the Bomberman games, obviously. Those are fun. Bomberman, Panic Bomber, Moto Rotor as well. But I think a lot of people who are a lot younger than me, or who didn't throw the kind of cash at video games I did back in the day, is it's going to be fun because a lot of these games you just never played before. And this isn't like buying some sort of shareware thing. Remember when CD-ROMs came out in the mid-90s? You go to like CompUSA, remember that place? You could get a shareware disc like $1.99, and it would say 100 games. And you'd play a game, and at the end it would say, "Hi, I'm a sophomore at Brown. Send money to my dorm for the rest of the levels." I remember I'd buy one of those. There was one Mahjong game I liked. The other 99 were garbage. This isn't like this. But if you think about, if you never spent any time with the NEC products or Hudson Soft over in the peninsula when it first came out, this is a good idea to look at some of the gems, these Japanese gems that you missed as well. So if you do want to pick it up, it's $100. And so, I mean, now you're like, $100? I ain't got $100 in a pandemic. And I get that. But the other thing is you're getting 50 games. So that's $2 a game. You can look at it that way. If you have someone you live with, you can kind of say, "Well, honey, darling, it is $2 a game." But also, if you buy a new game now and you buy a season pass for that game, you're looking at least $60 right there, if not more. So this is like getting a game and a half, really. And you know what's funny? The TurboGrafx 16 is so forgotten. I still have it. It's in my closet. I remember years ago I got it out, and I was like, why did I even get this out? So I'm not going to be beaten down the door to buy this thing. But I think if you've never tried it, I don't know, go online, at least watch some of the games. It's kind of cool. All right, we'll take a quick break. When we come back, we'll give away a brand new game. The lines are available at 1-800-878-PLAY. I'm Rick Tittle. This is the Video Game Review.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them, but do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family, or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-7851. 800-439-7851. 800-439-7851. 800-439-7851.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
The Video Game Review.
Thank you so much, and welcome back to the Video Game Review. Rick Tittle with you. Hope you're doing well, whatever you're doing. Hope that you're staying safe. If you're not feeling well, definitely hope that you feel well soon. And remember, nothing will soothe you like a good video game. 40 after the hour, this is our customary time to give away a game and to win it. Just be the second emailer with the right answer to rick@sportsbyline.com. Got a real good response last week, and more than usual, so... I get several, but I got more than usual. People are they're really listening, and I know, as I said, it's hard. I had a friend telling me, like, oh, there's no light at the end of the tunnel, and I'm like, yeah, there is. So I just be all right. This ain't – people think we're, like, storming Omaha Beach and climbing the Pointe du Hoc. It's not that bad yet. If you're sick, then, of course, you're sick, and I hope you're all right. But we'll get through it, baby. But I love people – participating. I love that you're listening. And by the way, if you have a video game question, you can email me all week. I'll write you back. But the game I'm giving away today is AFL Evolution 2. This came out last week. It is Aussie rules. It's developed by Wicked Witch Software. I'll get you, my pretty. And published by True Blue Entertainment. It's for the PS4, the Xbox One, and the Nintendo Switch. I have it here for the PS4. I think this is outstanding that we get an Aussie rules game. First of all, my question is, what would be a good name for the sequel? The game is AFL Evolution 2. What would be a good name for a sequel? Just let me know, rick@sportsbyline.com. The blurb on it is, AFL Evolution 2 is taking AFL gaming to new heights with more features than ever before. Tight controls and smart AI help create a true reflection of the modern AFL game. Now includes Guernsey Creator along with player and team management in the fan hub to create and share your own dream team. Pursue your goals with greater depth now with improved draft, free agency, and state leagues running simultaneously with the AFL. Play head-to-head to make it to the top of the, excuse me, no cough button back here on the gaming headset. Play head-to-head to make it to the top of the online leaderboard or team up with your mates and play with each other. I like games like this because even though I used to broadcast AFL games now and then, I still don't understand it. You know, I have kind of an idea what's going on, but not really. I had a friend one time who went to Melbourne and brought me back an Essendon Bombers hoodie, which was very nice. So if you asked me what team I am, I'd be like, Essendon Bombers? But it's a... I'm sure it's a fun game to play. It's like there are sports that I'm not really into. I'm not really into rugby. I respect it. But I would love to play a rugby video game. And then cricket. I'm fascinated by cricket. I bought a cricket bat and a cricket ball years ago when I was in London. There was Brian Lara Cricket, a great star from the Windies. And that was in England. I go, why can't we get a cricket game in America? And duh, well, no one would buy it. Right? No one would buy it. And then I just think about Aussie rules, that would be fun. I don't like golfing in real life. I'm sorry, I don't like watching golf. I'll golf with my buddies. It's a good way to drop off the face of the earth for 4.5 hours, have a beer, and drive around in a cart. Weekend warriors hacking at it. But I can't sit down on a rainy day and watch the Masters. It's like watching an apple turn brown after you cut it open. It's just not for me. But I love golf video games. You can separate the two. My heart is big enough for that. So, once again, let me know, rick@sportsbyline.com. What would be a good name for a sequel of AFL Evolution 2? And you will get the game from Wicked Witch Software and True Blue Entertainment, TRUBLU Entertainment. Now, speaking of sports video games, we found out this week that Lamar Jackson, the MVP of the National Football League is going to be on Madden NFL 21. And immediately people are like, oh my gosh, how can you do this? The Madden curse. The Madden curse, whoever's on the cover. You know, I heard this a million times with the cover of SI. For those of you who are young, Sports Illustrated used to be the biggest thing ever. If you're on the cover, you were jinxed. Well, I remember when the Raiders beat the Chargers in 1980 in the AFC Championship game, it said, bring on the Eagles, and it showed Mark Van Egan on the cover. And the Raiders did win that game. It's not like it's an automatic jinx. and I'll give you some examples here in a second. But it's the kind of thing where Lamar Jackson is the obvious choice. He's the most exciting player in the National Football League. Why wouldn't you have him? I'm not a Ravens fan, but he's a fantastic player. He's, you know, he'll run for 1,000, he'll throw for 4,000. He's a great, great player. And remember the last pick of the first round 2 years ago. Did you like the draft? I won't say virtual draft. Well, I don't know why people are saying virtual draft. I can assure you it was a real draft. So, I mean, listen, he was the youngest starting quarterback in a playoff game ever. So many. He had a perfect passer rating in his opening game. He was the first player in NFL history to pass for 250 yards and rush for 120 in the single game. It goes on and on and on. But this whole thing about a curse, I can go back years and years, but let me just point out who was on the cover of NFL Madden 20. It was also a young first-round pick quarterback who had gone to the playoffs as well and lost in the AFC title game when they never got the ball when New England won the toss. And his name is Patrick Mahomes. What did Patrick Mahomes do in the season in which he was on the cover of Madden? I forgot. Well, let me remind you. The Chiefs won the Super Bowl for the first time since Super Bowl IV. Were you even born yet? Now, if you want to go to the year before that, you can look at Antonio Brown. Now, Antonio Brown has Hall of Fame stats. He's just, as each year has gone by, he's getting a little more cray. But if you go to NFL Madden 2018, remember they had the GOAT edition, the greatest of all time edition, had Tom Brady on the cover, and who would have thunk he'd be with Tampa Bay with Gronk, who was on the cover the year before that. So you could say, well, going to Tampa Bay is certainly a curse. No, they have rings. Now, Odell Beckham Jr. was on the cover of 2016, and he thinks that he was sent to Cleveland to die. It's like Nacho Libre. Go to the forest, probably, to die. Richard Sherman, year before that, he ended up winning a Super Bowl, just went again with the Niners this year. Madden 25 with Adrian Peterson on the cover. Now people say, ooh, the switch. I'll switch your attitude. That wasn't good. But you go back. Calvin Johnson, great receiver. I think Peyton Hillis 8 years ago, that wasn't so much as a jinx as they just wanted to find, instead of an obvious, this is like, you know, giving Steve Nash an MVP. It's like, well, we have Kobe, we have LeBron. Let's give it to that guy. Why not? So it was like, hey, Peyton, you know, this guy, he's Mr. Dog Pound himself. He came off the bench in 2010 and ran for over 1,000 yards for the Browns. And then, of course, Peyton Hillis, how much longer did he last in football? Not much. You say, okay, well, that's where the curse is. You go the year before that, it's Drew Brees. Drew Brees won the Super Bowl. And then the year before that, which I thought was stupid, they decided to go with two guys on the cover. Nothing against the players, Troy Polamalu and one of the best receivers ever, Larry Fitzgerald, but they're facing each other. That was 10 years ago because they had been in the Super Bowl. But Brett Favre was on the cover. Was here his career jinxed? Vince Young, obviously, his success at the University of Texas didn't translate to the National Football League. Sean Alexander, great player at, was he Arkansas? Alabama. Arkansas, I think. But Seahawks, he's all right. Donovan McNabb. Donovan McNabb won a lot of games and was a Super Bowl quarterback. I just don't know if you can call that a curse. Somebody said, well, he had a groin injury that year. Okay. I mean, you look at Michael Vick. All right, well, Michael Vick's, there's no curse. he will admit to you himself that he went to the pokey because of his own cruelty. Marshall Faulk, greatest show on turf. So anyway, somebody the other day goes, what about Dante Culpepper? Like, all right, well, you know, you think about coming out of UCF, kind of untouted, and what he did with Mike Martz and Kevin Gilbride and those guys up there in Minnesota did a great job. Mike Martz, of course, with the Rams. Eddie George. I mean, you go back, you can keep going on and on. But I would say if you look at the guys who supposedly were cursed, you are going to find more successful guys than cursed guys. So I know people like to think that the Madden video game, there's some sort of curse attached to it, and I can assure you that there's not. All right. Just look at last year, for Pete's sake. Patrick Mahomes. Let's take a look at the new games coming out this week, and there are new games. If you're tired of what's in front of you, here's what we'll have coming out on Tuesday. Excuse me. Cosmic Defenders. It's a shooter on the Switch. Gears Tactics. There you are, Gears of War Tactics, PC and Xbox One. Daymare, 1998, an action game for the 1 and the 4. Snow Runner, this is driving semis on ice, PC, Xbox One. The Inner Friend, shows a little alien there, PS4, Xbox One. Moving Out, a Switch action game. Hey, want to help me move? Are we that close, friends? Sakura Wars, an RPG on the PS4. Dread Nautical, strategy game for the PC, Xbox One, Switch, and PS4. Lumberjack's Dynasty, cut down some trees on the PC. Guard Duty, it shows a guy running away from a castle being attacked by a giant plant. What are we going to call the game? How about Guard Duty? Sounds good. Let's go with Guard Duty. Switch, Vita. Hey, how about that? Xbox One and PS4. Strikers 1945. This isn't about old soccer. This is about fighter jets, fighter planes. They have props, except for one German one that was secret. PC shooter, Strikers 1945. Level Head. You have a level head, or are you a head making it through lots of levels? Yeah, platformer on the One and also on your phones. Road to Guangdong, an adventure game on the Xbox One. Streets of Rage 4, PC, Switch, PS4, Xbox One. Destiny Sword, an RPG on the PC. Random Heroes, this is a PC and Xbox One action game. Code Realize, Future Blessings, always something lost in translation from these games from Japan, an adventure game for the Switch. Ministry of Broadcast on the Switch, this is a platformer. Stranded Deep, it's a PS4, Xbox One adventure game. Tamarin, a cutesy little birdie platformer for the PC and PS4. And finally, one more game coming out before our next show, Arcade Spirits. This is Switch, PS4, and Xbox One. And this one, it says, set in the year 20XX. But there's an alternate timeline where you're in 1983. All right, we'll figure that out when it comes. All right, stay with us. We'll get to the cheat code on the other side. I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're
you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-807-1981. 800-807-1981. That's 800-807-1981.
Here's a great way to save money on your prescription medications. If you take Viagra or Cialis, we can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men and women to improve their sexual performance. And now for the price of two or three pills, you can get nearly 100. There's no need to pay expensive prices for Viagra or Cialis. Call now with your prescription and pay as little as $2 a pill. We offer 24/7 service and always free delivery and confidential packaging. Change your life for the better and have fun. Call Pharmacy Shop 24/7 to get generic versions of Viagra or Cialis for as little as $2 a pill, plus free discreet shipping.
800-709-4409. 800-709-4409. 800-709-4409. That's 800-709-4409.
I'm going to tell you how you can get real healthcare for as little as $6 a day. Yes, now you can get affordable healthcare for you and your family immediately and save as much as 50% off your current monthly healthcare payments. Our plans are perfect for people that are self-employed, can't afford health benefits where they work, or just want to pay less for their current healthcare. And coverage is guaranteed regardless of your medical condition. We even offer some of the new Christian faith-based health benefits. Save up to 50% on your family's health care. Make a free quick call now. There are no contracts, and we give you a 10-day money-back trial period. Call Provision Enrollment right now for your risk-free guaranteed health insurance quote starting at $6 a day.
800-472-5145. 800-472-5145. That's 800-472-5145.
The Video Game Review.
Thank you, and welcome back to the Video Game Review. We'll get you back to sports talk here. Did you watch The Last Dance, episodes 3 and 4? All right, let's look at the cheat code. This email address, rick@sportsbyline.com. The one I have today here is more of an Easter egg-y thing. It comes from Johnny. Johnny writes in from down in the South Bay in Sunnyvale, California. It says, Rick, I'm told that you can play Wolfenstein on the New Order. You can. You're talking about the original Wolfenstein 3D. You have to play the game for a few hours for this to unlock. I don't know how many. This is what it just says. Play for a few hours. But when you get to headquarters of the resistance movement, go to the top floor, and there's a mattress on the ground. And to the left of the mattress, there's a bullseye that's hanging on the wall. So if you focus on the mattress for a while, all of a sudden it will say, do you want to enter a nightmare? If you say yes, then you get to play the very first level of Wolfenstein 3D. Bum 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 bum. Mein Leben, Ufafa. All that great stuff. And that was a true test. It's sort of like when they find pilots who don't pass out at 3Gs at Pensacola. If you can play if you can watch someone else play Wolfenstein 3D without getting nauseous, you got the stomach for it. All right, thanks for tuning in. We will see you next week. I'm Rick Tittle. It's the Video Game Review.